Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Deep Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the Nama called the profound appearances. At the same time, the noble Avalokiteshvara of Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas as a natural emptiness. Then, through the power of Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara of Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train wishes to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara of Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen truly in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, so no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in three kinds relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not the self. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. And the Blessed One rose from that samadhi to serve the bodhisattva mahasattva in order to follow the teshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Yeah.
Namo This month is a special month, so you know it's one of the biggest holy days of the Buddhist. So you know, in this kind of time, we got the opportunity to listen and to teach. So you know, we should feel ourselves very fortunate. This month, in Tibet, they really, focus on their spiritual practice at this special month, and it is mentioned in the masters mentioned that if you do one mantra, it will multiply into 100,000 mantra because of the special month. And also, not only that, Rinpoche thinks it's all around the Buddhist, countries, who this month consider as one of the very important month.
Dawa de nola, dajat dema shajat uvi ki dija thangle deba thapa da thaji chibe nola chin. chue ge chin zepa tha yeba zebe zana yonra ki zepa chonye se ya nangi dawa de nola zepa nga de bari sana, zepa nga ze bari sana.
So in Buddha Shakyamuni's you know, life, time, there are many, you know, different teachings or different deeds did by Buddhas, but you know, among them, the most, you know, important deeds are, is called the 12 deeds of the Buddhas. And among these 12 deeds, this month, in this month, you know, Buddha did the 5 deeds among the 12. So, you know, it is a very, very, you know, important month for us.
Sipa ji nyuga dala zepa ni, ane sipa jianga nyuga dala zepa sunung jane, dala kiku duwa di che.
So, you know, in this month, at the, you know, 8 of the month, you know, the Shakyamuni deeds, 2 deeds, and at the 15th, you know, the Shakyamuni did the 3, you know, deeds. So, these are, you know, important deeds of the Buddhas. So we're not gonna go further here. So anyway, you know, it is you know, worthwhile to especially focus on practice any kind of you know, spiritual deeds of the practice at this month, and you know, we also should feel ourselves, you know, really fortunate and feel ourselves you know, joy and you know, hard to find opportunities.
The shilu ye ne thang la ta di re ne rang ye le chi khalo de chi ta wa yin na mo ne chi pe na garo de chi cha cha wa na ni mo du so ra de do gu du shyo ba gen de do gu du ko ka re ne du du bi so ne chi na ro no ko gu du shu chi ni ta na ga wo ye be de shu chi ni ta na chi rang ji la yang me ja bi so ne chi ga ro de chi du la da ma su ka ma pe chi chi so no yin je de sa.
So we might all might seem, you know, in this way. So if we look on our inside, then you know we feels like, you know, that our mental defilements are increasing, and our behavior are getting worse, and you know. Like that, but if we look outside, you know, among these many species, you know, we are one of the fortunate who have got the opportunities to listen, and we know a little bit about, and we practice a little bit about. So, you know, judging from this way, it seems like that.
So
the great masters mentioned that, you know, if we don't, you know, uproot this you know, self-centeredness and you know, grasping on this self, if we don't overcome this you know, things, then there is no way we will enjoy a lasting peace and happiness. It is very true.
더구 가서 저당 겐바 전결을 해 주셨나다. 그리나 라니 라니를 전에 진에 따투고 도와라다. 라니 라니를 진에 따야세데. 나이는 진에 요금을 주대 가리나라다.
So today, you know, it seems like, you know, a long time, most of us all look like long time, you know, learning Dharma. So, you know, Rinpoche said that, you know, we all might be same, but Rinpoche from himself, checking on himself, he realized that, you know, we don't, you know, check ourselves. We always check other. Don't, we never try to check ourselves and, you know, look our fault.
And you know,
not talk about a complicated thing, but talk about a simple thing that, you know, if we did something wrong happened, we always try to blame somebody, something. Rather, you know, blaming
ourselves.
So what it indicates is that, you know, even though we know, you know, all those things we heard and we read, but, you know, we haven't tried to integrate what we heard and what we read into our everyday life. That is, that indicates that. So, especially this kind of, you know, precious time, you know, we try to check ourselves whether we have changed, you know, transform our, you know, behaviors and the things, thinking of the three doors, you know, or not. If we have remained same, then, you know, in this kind of, you know, precious time, we regret and all those, you know, things, and, you know, make a pledge and, you know, and promise ourselves to try to transform our, you know, behaviors and, you know, those things into a positive one from today. So, like we recite, you know, from Buddha Shakyamuni to all our lineage guru and so, you know, we visualize those in front of us, and then, you know, we make a pledge here, try to make a pledge here that, you know, we confess what we have, you know, we are what, you know, what we didn't do, And, you know, from now on, I will try to change, you know, and, you know, and seek help and blessings from those lineage gurus. For this, we will do a brief meditation.
Okay,
now you know, until now, you know, whether I haven't tried to change myself or, you know, I haven't met this kind of instruction so far, and now I have met this kind of instruction, and you know, I will try my best to you know, to transform myself, you know. So if I want to do this, then this practice of Lamrim is, you know, very relevant, and it is very, you know, easy to carry on.
Ani tadi kono lo ba na ye ani daje te me jepo mo te na kare chego ar sa na ani nga so la de so bi ta da la pe ba re sa so na jepo bi chewa la ko na de ge sa la
so why Buddha Shakyamuni did this many deeds, you know, cause, you know, because of the sentient beings, you know, Buddha did different, you know, deeds. So, you know, this teaching is also considered as one of the deeds of the Buddha.
Ani dajje tembe dajje kale mo boje na sol kare so se re se so na ani dhanga je na mara yi dhanga chiba je na so yi re se na chue ji chewa.
So this this can be you know, first greatness of the first chapter, the greatness, and second chapter, that why, you know, Buddha makes so many effort to, you know, to teach like these teachings, you know, for us, cause, you know, to lead every sentient being into his state, so that comes in the second chapter.
So
if we, you know, check and visualize that, you know, when Buddha give the, you know, teachings of the, you know, the perfection of wisdom in Vulture's Peak Mountain. At that time, if we are, you know, included in the audience, then, you know, maybe we already, you know, liberated, or, you know, or it seems like, you know, we will be same like today.
Diki karitsun go rasa sona ngaro sogi kewa dan denbe ge dele sere dongi ge nama chi den jego wa den ngaro sogi sebo chago rasa na.
So, you know, we don't have any, you know, any karmic connections, or, you know, it doesn't mature our karma. So, you know, we need, you know, a ordinary teacher like us, you know, same like us, you know, and sit among us, and walk among us, and then, you know, that seems like, you know, more beneficial to us.
Kunyomo rar rarendo, sana di mer merendo. Ni ko chi dele seri do me ngi cha sar la ta ta da ni ma sona. Ma su ta da ti to san che de de.
So because, you know, in this time, you know, our mental defilements are getting grosser and becoming more obvious, and our behavior are getting worse and worse. So, you know, those really profound teachings we could not able to understand. We need a teaching very, you know, easy to understand, very easy to carry on, and very easy to practice, like this Lam Rim. So as usual, how to listen and how to teach the third chapter, you know, to listen to Lam Rim, to teach Lam Rim, at least, you know, in order to do that, at least we must have a, you know, genuine, you know, admiration or inspiration toward the, you know, bodhicitta. So we are in the fourth chapter, you know, the actual teaching. So we are on the chapter that, you know, when we die, what happens? So when we die, you know, either we will be reborn in a higher existence, or we will be reborn in a lower existence. We got only two choices. So, you know, if we reborn in, you know, lower existence, then, you know, what will happen? You know, how long we're going to last there? So all these, you know, things we talk last time about the, you know, 8 different kind of hells and so on. So at different hells we finished last time. Now we will start the, you know, 8 cold hells.
당연히 가르치여서 소나 아니 타고도 가르치고 아니 통과가라 차바 나고 나자 얘기지.
So we will read the text, contemplating the suffering of the cold hells. Each of the 8 great hells of the living beings in 10,000 leagues in.
So it
is said that, you know, cold hell is like, you know, like surrounded with a, you know, glacier mountains, and the underneath the earth is, you know, a frozen ice, and it is dark, you know, all the time, and you know, the blazing and how to say. And breezing wind, you know, going all the time. And they all are naked, nothing, you know, clothes on. So this is the, you know, all the cold hells, you know, their environment is like that.
Then it passes soon to me, don't get one, chubbitting your last. Then it passes me, don't get chubbane, jending your doors, chubbitting ends.
Read the text contemplating the suffering of the cold hells. Each of the 8 great hells of the living being in 10,000 legs in breadth, and the 8 cold hells lie outside of this. The first, the blistering hell, is 32,000 leagues below the earth. The other 7 are situated every 2,000 leagues beneath that. So it said, you know, 10,000 leagues means, you know, it is far from hot hell. It is that much far from the hot hell.
And
2,000 you know, leagues beneath each other.
That's chūpa jēne āsā, lāpa chēmbu tāpi lū tāngchī chūpa shūngā jēntu kōngbā wō sādhir.
I read the text, in the blistering hell, the denizens are blasted by great wind that shrivels and then rise blisters all over their bodies.
Pēnā ngā sō kī sū pōlē chūkū tēng sē kōrō, pēnā mē kī sā nā chūkū yō tēng chūkū tēng sē kō, tēng rō kī chūkū tēng sū pō yō sū tō pā, jī būrā rā pō tēng yā khōng tō wē tō wā, tī lā pā chāng lōng tī kī jēng sē.
So because of that wind and the coldness, it get blister all over their body.
Chubu dewa ne emar kasa hari, chubu dewa cheba ne asa, chubu dewa jindu khonsu asa tere. Tanji di yakung ro, yonjo ma karsa ma tonyi na, chuhu di tuyang roha che, baba di ma shi roha che, ani tundi chene zubo ya khon roha.
So read the text, the popping blister hell is similar, except that the blister pop as the body shrivels, the chet shrivels.
Sotan tamba tans, chuhu sewa tans, achu sewa tans, tsu dunlu li min ta sos, ta kanyen tenu tenu kye tenu shogu doa, tiki tenu nyewa tete tiki min ta bari son doa.
So because of the coldness, the shriek and cry, and so then it comes the chattering teeth, weeping and mourning hells are named after the sound that denizens make.
Tā āpa tā kēpa nē sā, lāpa chēmpa tā kē kato kōnshī nē sā, kā ngā wā dhū tā kēpa wō sā.
Read the text, in the splitting water lily hells, the denizens are blasted by a great wind which caused them to turn blue and split into five or six pieces.
Tā pēma tā kēpi chēpa nē sā, kōpo lē dē nē sā, mā wāngyō tē kācchō ngā, dē lē mā wāng kēpā wā sā.
Read the text, in the splitting, like a lotus hell, the denizen turned from blue to red and split into 10 or more pieces.
Tē tā mā gō mē tō wā lā, tē pē nā ngā tsō mē pā, chāo chē nē, mē tō nā kē shā pā kāo nē, dō mā bō tā kōpo jō nē pā kā kē rō sā.
So this all happened because of the cold environment.
Tā pēmā tāgē chēmbu yī chēpā nē sā, bāpā shīnda mā wān jū nē kā jāng tēlē mā wān kēpā wō sā, tē tāgē kō rīng tāng nē jī tsē tā dōng nē nā nē sā yī ngū jī jī nō sā jē rō lē sā.
Read the text, well, in the great splitting like a lotus hell, the denizen's skin becomes very red and split into 100 or more pieces. I have presented the sequence, size, and suffering of these hells in accordance with the level of the yogic deeds. The garland of the birth stories says that these hell denizens dwell in darkness as follows.
Tēnā rīpāṁ jī pī nē lō nā dāla pēntō sīsī kērīn jū, jē mīpāt nē pā sōng sō sā.
Read the text, in the future lives of the nihilistic, a cold wind will rise in that place of absolute darkness, since it will make you so ill that even your bones will be destroyed. Who will want to enter there to help you?
Chero yi tsito mo de pena me ba tawa se de pena le jen le da chewa khasu me ba tawa ji lo ta le ne ngi tsu min ro sa da da den de chi che so na ni chero shi ma de le ne ka de chi le che go re sa na ne de le chi le che go re de che so na su jo tu go re sa ka jo tu go ma le so
so nihilistic here, it means that if we become holding a wrong view or don't you know, believe in, you know, cause and effect and in rebirths like that, then, you know, we definitely going to born, reborn in this kind of place.
So,
what Rinpoche mentioned before, it is also same coming up.
Read
the text again. Also, the letter to students says, an incomparable wind prays your bones. Your body shakes and frees. You bend over and shrivel. Hundreds of blisters rise and pop. Creatures born from them eat and claw you. Fats, lumps, and the marrows ooze out. Exhausted, teeth clenched, all hair standing on end. You are tormented by wounds in your eye, ear, and gullet. Mind and body is stupefied by pain. You dwell in the cold hell and emit a pitiful wails.
Tiki tani karishi son tombo chubu jinsi edeni chanlo laba donbi jinsi ne ani chubu nagi yakondo gurisi edeni ani chubu dondo gurisi edeni de tani rodin ye chi tombo ni edeni lo.
So this like mentioned before, it also mentioned in the, you know, letter to students. You know, wind frees your bones, and you know, and the blisters come, rise, and pop up, and like that. So also, you know, not only that, but, you know, on the top of that, you know, those different animals also kind of attack you and, you know, eat you and torment you. And mention here that, you know, all these great sufferings and you will be in a pitiful wail. So it is like we can see in the TV or in the movie that, you know, the lions and the tigers, they, you know, tear up the animals and they, you know, throw their body parts all over, you know, it seems like maybe like that kind of scenario.
Then the Tandar region also Lapa Pi, you send a chase, you said the Lapa Swaski or Marolada. You want to name Dua, Lapa Chi, you send a coron, Tavaran, don't hit the Tahan on your good one.
So, right now, if we cut our hand and throw away, then you know that, you know, hand doesn't feel anything, but in this kind of hell, you know, that, you know, hand separate from you, but it still feels the same pain, you know, if, you know, those animals, you know, it and through.
Tā kāñjī dōngyān dōgō chī kī pāsā sī sī nē, ngā sō yī nō lō sī bō mē bī sō nē chā gō yō dō yō, chā dō gō yā sā rō.
So it is a lot of, you know, great, you know, misery and suffering. So, you know, it becomes like you are kind of drunk, get drunk from the suffering. So your mind will be lost, you got totally kind of out of yourself, and you know, confused and agitated, and all those kind of, you know, things will happen.
Nāgō nāchāngi chāpachī lā rīgī kāngi nīna kē shūjī jāgō rā tā kē tā kōngi jī dāng kōla chāgī jāngi tā jīna sattali jīyā mārī lā tā kō lē tā māsī pā.
So in that kind of place, they, you know, really, like mentioned here, they really they make a pitiful wail, but, you know, nobody will heard all those things or come to help you until, you know, you are that negative karma is exhausted. And you know, you're going to be in really, you know, feel alone there. Read the text, you experience this suffering until the bad karma that causes them is exhausted. The level of yogi deed says, understand that the lifespan of the living being born in the cold hells is 1.5 times as long as that of the living being born in the corresponding great hells of living beings.
yu manga da yi ti ji jaki jeju wa shi ti da gen ni shu bu gang de es ten ne la la shi ge lo ja ja de shi ti re re bo ne gen lo da jin ba de na manga da yi ti ji ke jeju wa de ma si ba lu yo ma si ba yo se se ban jo wa ne chi nyu ji es chu bu jin de je bi sen jin na ji ce yo su tu ba ne ne ma ma wo so de de
Read the text, Bhāsubandhu's Treasury of Knowledge. Auto commentary quotes a sutra as follows. For example, all the monks fill a vessel full of sesame heaping with 80 measures as it is measured here in Mangala. Then have someone cast out a single sesame seed every 100 years. O monk, in such a fashion, this vessel becomes completely empty very quickly and much sooner than the complete lifespans of the living being born in the blistering hells. But I cannot say that such a lifespan is, O monk, 20 lifespans of the blistering hells make up a single lifespan in the popping hell. So, a vessel full of sesame seed is, vessel is like in Tibet, you know, it whatever you sell, you measure in a container. So, in that container, you know, approximately, you know, 40 pounds or something, I guess.
Did you need to change the jechul hakasu yon dar na?
So that kind of you know 80 you know vessels.
Te pena nyawa chibujen de pena lo jai gon ni pena ngaso tan de lo jai gon ti kangchi ke bito de ni ke jesu ma se pado tanda de se jinjo pare song do ala.
So those you know blistering house lifespan is like mentioned here, so is you know unbelievable. So it is like countless years remain in there, but you know, it says here that it is you know, much sooner than the complete lifespans of the living being born in the blistering hell.
Genuda chubu jene ni shu chitawa tezen du chubu dowa ji yinu ase da jeba ni jen genuda bema da ge kasa jeba ni ase yang genuda ase bema da ge ba ni shu chitawa tezen du bema da ge chiwa ji yinu ase sunba da tezan ji pa du nyong ase
da. And you know, oh monk, 20 lifespans of the blistering hell make up a single lifespan in the popping hell, and so on until. Also, among 25 lifespans of the splitting like a lotus hell make up a single lifespan in the great splitting like a lotus hell, thus they live for such a period of time. So when we heard this kind of suffering nature in the lower existence, then you know, not only you know we ourselves get kind of scared, but you know it also help us to generate compassion toward those sentient beings who are going through this kind of suffering. So the object of the you know great altruistic mind is the suffering nature of the samsara. So to generate and enhance our, you know, the altruistic mind by contemplating and meditating on these different kind of helps.
So
anyway, you know, if we don't contemplate on the suffering nature of either self or either, you know, those sentient beings, there is no way we could, you know, develop the great altruistic thoughts. So there is a if there is no great altruistic thought, then there is you know the bodhicitta is a mere word.
That is not low yeah. So
now we read the occasional hells. So contemplating the suffering of the occasional hells, the occasional hells adjoin the hot house and the cold house, and the level of yogis, did say that they exist in the human regions as well. According to the basis of discipline, they also exist near the shores of the Great Lakes, as depicted in the edifying tales of the Samgarakshitas.
Zhenre le zhang sengjian nyawa ju dhubo de da nian sengjian tangji ji le zhi wo gen ala ngubba dhubo yin na dhali di zhogu dhuwa nian ceyu nyawa sengi di nian ceyu nyawa nao nian sa mangbo wa nian sang ji ki so su le wo gen ngubba dhubo yin di de da gen ala di bada lo dhada di
so read the text. The treasure of knowledge auto commentary also says these 16 hells for living beings are created by the force of the karma of all living beings. The occasional hells are created by the individual karma of the one, two, or many living beings, and therefore are of many different types.
Tendriki jansu kala nyekwa yinyawa tendriya tongyen yu tawiya sarwa jaga ki yang takanji gilduba tendri chubito yinna te yinnishi tendriki loju yuri sonduwa ma todi ngosu manduwa lada tojo jyobala shimwa jena sonduwa.
So it is said that, you know, like mentioned here, in ancient time, you know, the people go across the oceans and, you know, they see this kind of occasional health and all those things. There are a lot of, you know, tales and the you know, stories about those things in the text.
Dangan so ye bade jangso khane shu do da yin nai tin do ta yin se yin wa yin ba dang tin do yin ba de ye se tu mu do la da ma so ti so kamja da kan kamja sa na ti pa che ti se gi shu da mu de shu te do la da ta.
So nowadays there are a lot of, you know, in the TVs, there a lot of people go beyond the oceans and all those things, and they record and showing a lot of different films. Maybe, you know, someday they can show you know, that occasional hell, you know, at the shore of the lakes too.
Tanya Jerilade, Dua Dele, and Nyawa Chugubode, and in Tanya Jerubode, Sanchez did that Jibi Legion.
So this 16 hells, 8 cold and 8 hot, they are created by a karmic force of, you know, the living beings. It doesn't come into being because of individual one or two's, you know, karmic force.
Then the biggest son of Tongan, the Penamat, the Shisuna, the Nyawatina, the Chevyana, Tanda Muru, Tanda Mingi, Miki Jessak, and Nate, Tanda Truth, Sarabia Salona.
So if, like mentioned here, such as, you know, I am going to reborn in hell after I die. So, you know, is, you know, where I am going to be reborn in the hell, that, you know, hell is there now or not. So actually we would say that hell where I'm going to reborn is not yet exist, because, you know, my karma that going to reborn in the hell is Right now, mere, you know, seed, you know, mere propensity, it is not yet mature.
Pena munga nyawa ge ne chile che yina munga che se ge ne de ye tu sar ko so rim ba che ne yudi rim ba che ne ku ge che ri tinya de tu sar la da.
And also we investigate that if five people are going to be reborn in a same hell, then you know that five people five people going to you know it in reborn in the same hell, and you know is there you know a place in the hell is exist you know at the same time, or it will exist one by one until they die, all die.
Then Ripatana Pena Ngaijin Rongshuje America is such a Yorola than nobody.
So the logic is that, you know, like me, you know, there is a, you know, birthright in birthright, or there is a right in America that, you know, I can enjoy, you know, some part of America.
Then I'm going to go to the combat of Euro as an appendant, which in a man going to the combat of Euro as an.
So, like, you know, before I came here, you know, where I'm going to live, this, such as this house, exist, you know, already before I came to live in. So then, what kind of right you have to, you know, live in this house and enjoy this house, you know, what kind of right? You know, then I would say that that's my karmic right. If it is your karmic right, then did you make this house?
And if that is
seem like that's the case, then you know, maybe you know, in America there are a lot of tall buildings, maybe owned to me.
So it is the, you
know, the karmic karma, how it works is very you know, subtle. It is really, really hard to interpret it, but you know, we should know that, you know, whatever we enjoy, wherever we go, enjoy for whatever the time, whatever the amount, you know, we have planted a kind of karmic seed, you know, or the propensities, karmic propensities to enjoy that much. So maybe Rinpoche thinks that karmic, you know, that how it works is like, you know, there is a new building, you know, building is going to build some places, and we all, you know, donate some kind of membership or whatever in that, you know, new building, and you know, we have the right, karmic right, to, you know, enjoy that much, you know, of that building. So maybe we can interpret it something like that.
Teche bi sunche na jo le yong ye tuba de selo yu de ani 강가히 팀원이 따져라고 지 차도 와서라다.
So the point here is, like mentioned here, these 16 hells for living beings are created by the force of the karma of all living beings.
대체디 성이 생에 지나 대리 그이 내도 미기 조사를 해서 러나스.
So if somebody going to die tomorrow, and you know, die tomorrow and going to reborn in one of these hell. So you know, if somebody asks, you know, that hell exists today.
Oh, 대체디는 뭐예요? 단 이제 유녀와는 순전 몽보다 이제 유녀와 생일에 아니 몽보 년도에 팀원이 랑시자 주여다요 순전 기대니 소소기 랑시자 때 주여래도 이제 유녀와 생일에 대키바지면도
Like mentioned here, the occasional hell are created by an individual karma of one or two or many living beings.
맞죠? 내가 뭐 보지는 차쇼된 레벨이 나열해서 이제 드는 이제로 올라다.
So as you know, great masters telling us that you know, among all the you know phenomena, you know the most subtlest thing is the function of karma.
되지. 다니엘스 이들이 빠져 보다 마시는 맥자로 공부 맥자로 공부자여로서는 작을 나다. 그러나 같은 데는 대인기 맥자에 맥자라. 아니 팀원이 따져야 공부자여로서 다른 데는 뭐 나서 매주든 가서요나 그런 팀원만이 그냥 러시아 공부를 하잖아. 이 공부 마시면서는 잘로 아니야 가요로서 나다. 리피 본선이 아버 대마도.
So if we if we investigate illogically. Then you know it might be like you know we are here maybe you know 30 peoples and we have a karmic each have a karmic propensity to enjoy a place so you know if our reason doesn't make sense. Then it will happen like, you know, all these 30 individuals have a 30 house places to live. So if we think that way, then, you know, there will be a house that we cannot contain in this place. So as Rinpoche mentioned before, His Holiness the Dalai Lama also said that, you know, there is not necessarily all the phenomena has, you know, a kind of a karmic relationship or a karmic connection.
Mm-hmm.
So karma is, you know, is related to a person's, you know, intention, motivation, and the action of their three doors, mental, physical, and verbal.
Mm-hmm.
So this house and different conditions, you know, bring you happiness, bring you misery, and all this need to be traced back to the law of cause and effect. So it is same like, you know, those hells and, you know, what we are enjoying this place right now, this can be same logic.
This is the way. Read
the text, they have no fixed location since they exist in river, mountains, wasteland, below the earth, and in the other places as well. Read the text, thus as explained below, the condition for being born in any of these hells are very easy to create, and every single day you acquire more of them, since you have already accumulated innumerable causes in the past. Your complacence is inappropriate. These, therefore, after reflecting on this health, be frightened. Nothing separates you from them after the mere cessation of your breath. To reborn in any of these hells, we have already accumulated enormous causes to be reborn in that kind of places. And also that kind of places to be reborn in that kind of places is not far away. It is mere just you breathe out and you couldn't breathe in, and that much time or that much distance. So it is very true. We know that we think we are kind of tough, but we are as much frail as if we breathe out and couldn't breathe in, and then that's it. If we couldn't breathe in, that's it. So it's that much fragile our life. Read the text, engaging in the Bodhisattva deed says, having created the karma for hell, why are you complacent like this? And the friendly letters, sinners who hear of a boundless suffering in the hells, spread it from them only until the mere termination of their breathing, and are not completely terrified, have heart as hard as diamonds. If you are frightened merely by seeing paintings of hell, by hearing of it, recalling it, read about it, and by representation of it, what need to mention experiencing the fierce actuality of it.
Yana tanje se na yi ju chong ba kan se la ta tong tong de jin ne yin bu yin jin ji la dan da ji bian na kwa zin de yi gai kan na yi tong ne ga ji sen de do ji rang yi jin ne ga de jin ne de ge yo le sa.
So it is said that, you know, we have all the karmic causes and condition there, and you know, to be reborn there is not distance, is as close as between you know, breathe in and breathe out, you know. If that is the case, by you know, realizing that you know, even you know, we are not terrified, and we are our heart is as hard as diamond.
Pianas nyawa sing nga chu ti sipa kolo to sala tsha ri la da pena ni jeba te thomba da thoba da ne jamba ta ne jeso na ni pa shana shu ji yong do has jina meze pa ji ba che go do has ani din ju thomba da thoba sa ji ba meze be ji che go ya na name de nyaw su nyu bi ne ka sa ka le che go sa da.
And in the paintings, like you know, Wheel of Samsara, you know, they write down the painting of the different six different existence, and there is a hell existence, and there is a painting of the hell. So when we see those paintings and heard and recall all those, then we feel so, you know, afraid. If that is the case, then if actually we reborn there, then how can we ever to bear the suffering of those things?
She is also asked, Koyu dong hee jena ne ngin ju dong hee zue ka la has, di yi nang ni chang ni yu dong hee zue la me de es, ni ji lan dong zi song jia ba ma chi de to bi dong hee ji es, ni yu dong hee chung lan cha tang de ang chun du me bi xio ro wa song.
Read the text. Among the suffering of cyclic existence, those of the miserable realms are the most difficult to endure. Among these, the suffering of the hells are the most unbearable, for the pain of being continually pierced by the 300 sharp spears for a full day is nothing compared to even the mildest of the hells' suffering.
Nyeyu nane chang name chi donghe chi che de shi ten de dewa kin je nane se se pa devi dabo che ba che da wa de je donghe kin je nane ne name nyeyu donghe jab me se de ne ni chi don ton son ja ye jo de cha tu donghe khan la ba de ne nyeyu donghe chung la no wo yang me ji cha yang me fe to xie song so song.
Read the text. Among the hells, the suffering of the unrelenting hell is by far the greatest. The friendly letters says, just as among all kind of happiness, the cessation of craving is the king of happiness, so among all kind of suffering, the suffering of the unrelenting hell is most fears. The suffering of being viciously pierced with 300 lances for a full day cannot compare, cannot even be mentioned with the last, with the least suffering of the hell. Know that the sole cause of such a suffering is your physical, verbal, and mental wrongdoing. Strive with the whatever human skills you have to. You have not to be defiled by even the slightest wrongdoing. The same text says.
Teta bi dunghe che bi jene hensa. Rangi gosong ji nyeshe kwanan yinba sheba sheo la hasa. Nyeshe chunga jang maga ba sha wala ji bi zi ji yue jen be ba sha de te nye le hensa.
So, we have to read again. Now that the sole cause of such a suffering is our physical, verbal, and mental wrongdoing, strive with whatever human skills you have not to be defined by even the slightest wrongdoing, the same text says.
Megiyin jende na chu sabe ne lenga yi chi ni shu chu chi ne chi ne de di zang ya ma chi ba de ta ni ji zhe ji be ba zhe jie song so
read the text. The seed of this non virtuous results is your physical, verbal, and mental wrongdoing. Strive with whatever skill you possess not to have even a bit of it.
Ana tangye kare che gure se sona, ini chorongye de che gure se ne. Jo rongo che, nye te piche tenye se, yung sen rir zo do di, dung do de rir jo, hao jan do de rir na ur se ne, che che tenye rir se, song jin do di. Tengo ne yin saro.
So now, what we could do is like, you know, the teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa at the end, there is a, you know, stanza that point out all the, you know, sum up of the teachings, that chapters.
Then the teacher, then you carry the gurus, then children, the teacher gurus, the joy, then the tata has one another.
So likewise here also, you know, this stanza point out that. Now, if that is the case, what you got to do is, you know, mention in this one stanza.
Gosung yin yin shu ki tuma de reyes. De chino ki tse, metil tse shibu jir se ye jir ol, zhugo le li tse se na ki, chino ki mbe tse kanyo bati, tela begu ur sang doa, lina yi zhu ji tse kanyo bati.
So the, here the advice is to be reborn in all those, you know, places, is because of the non-virtuous result of our three doors, wrongdoing. So now what we have to do is, we have to use our all skill, you know, not to have even a bit of it. So we do the question answers here, that, you know, he might not be reborn in hell.
So is it accurate then that the animals are coming in and out of existence now?
Any kogi la yela, any nyawas di any zamzam yevache, zamzam nyawa di mevache. Nyawa gi sinji tungru di nyawa ne mevache. Any nyawa gi lesa ni sinji leo di nyawa di dubache, di dere vesa.
Nyawa gi sinji zoya di yejumare salada.
So, maybe Rinpoche said, you know, the hell not gonna, you know, happen like that, come into existence, sometimes it go away, because, you know, why? Because, you know, it's not going to end. The sentient beings reborn in a hell is not going to end, because, you know, look at ourselves, you know, behaviors of the three doors, and, you know, it's infinite, it's, you know, countless. So likewise, you know, it's never going to end. So it is hard to pinpoint when, you know, the hell gonna empty and, you know, dissolve. But, you know, in the text says that, you know, someday we all sentient beings gonna, you know, gonna attain Buddhahood. So at that time, you know, hell won't be, not exist. But, you know, when it gonna happen, nobody knows.
Then a Sanjay Tanji San Jago, Jagri Jayores and Euro, Jupakanga Lobo, or any San Haji Jayos or is in a repay Ponson Yores.
So it's a logic that we all have the, you know, Buddha nature, the Buddha seat, you know, and, you know, all the sentient beings have the, you know, potential to attain Buddhahood. Even though we have the potential, but you know, how we behave, it indicates that, you know, we're not gonna, you know, reach there, you know, soon. So right now, you know, if you die and you're going to be reborn in hell, but right now, you know, your place of hell is not exist right now, because, you know, you are human and you have not yet dead, and that propensity to karma to be reborn there is merely a seed. So, you know, so when you die, then, you know, you are there will be your place. And not only hell, but, you know, Buddhahood, your Buddhahood. So, you know, when you achieve Buddhahood, you know, you have your own, you know, Buddha land. But, you know, it doesn't exist right now. So it's the same logic for that too.
I have a question about what is experiencing the
suffering in hell. If you don't have a body, at the point that you're in hell, what is experiencing the suffering? And so, if it's, is it a mental phenomenon, and is it
a mental phenomenon, empty, and could you just change the experience once you're in the midst of all
the suffering? And nyawa kezu zama subu yomaru was zubo. Zubo yeta siyari lada.
Yeah, in hell there is a physical. And also hell is not a formless realm. It's a form realm. Included in the form realm.
If one does every day, for instance, something like the seven moon prayer in which you purify, sincerely, what you know that you did, and even mention, you know, previous lives, which I don't recall, and I add that to that, and do that every day, is that, does it purify everything, or is there still something that remains and you can still, you know, end up in hell?
Ani di kime di gila na ta nimatta kwarish ani jo chodo jo dheni ani dikwa sha ni diksha che ani kiwa ngoma disu ki dikwa sa jo disu tingi da yo mare ena disu yesha jo jo che ni ani disu la mi ni ani shadum jo che dindas che ni ani chiba ina ani nyawala ki le disu segi rive da ya tatun la ni kandar nyawala dogo res
ta nga so
So we all, you know, hope to, you know, purify our negative karmas before it give rise to fruition.
Kesi mazi na yena yon, chi dendro chie da ngendro chie wa nye wate, dendro chie wate leet tau chie wa zotu na, Jawashima, Yunjo Jawashima, the Dendroche, any taking, huh? Lehama, 니가제데 메보소야기 다 저와치쇼가 되는 역으로 살아다 되네.
So if we cannot able to purify all the negative karmas at this life, but you know we minimize the negative karma, and you know our positive karma is you know increased, then you know when we die, we still in samsara, but we are able to be reborn in higher existence, and in that life, you know, we will get a chance to purify the leftover those negativities, and you know, increase our positive karmas, and then again we die, and so on gradually by going. Taking higher rebirth and higher rebirth, and gradually we can able to purify all those things, and you know we don't need to suffer the those things in those miserable existence. That is the, our best hope right now. And that is emergency, and you know that we can do, and we have all the capabilities to do that right now.
Taning in your day, Karsa, Zukon said, you know, to console in a Zukon case, Marilla, that's so genuine, don't do a power in your pitching.
So, the as previous question that Rinpoche said is a form, that those hell being has a form, but you know it is not included in the three existence form, less desire realm, form realm, and form less realm. These three existence, it's not included in these three existence, but you know those beings has a not a mere mental. Body, but they have the gross physical body too.
Okay.
One last question.
How is it determined when the negative karma has expired and you can move on?
And it's a Dipa Sebege seb ha khowa da seb se de khande ji shagre ne dibba chicks this se sa na ya dibba shimba de ma this seb chege ji chi bo was de khande sa ko ne
ta nga chod tin da kan ji ya ji de se ya de to ba ya bo ne le ban do na tin di ji shu ji mi na da nga chod ro ji da ji ha ko ba de ka bo ro la da da ji sen ji ya wa da ji
So, you know, at this time, you know, for us, it is kind of hard to know that, you know, when to move on, when our, purification worked or, you know, or not, or this very hard to know, but, you know, at least we will experience, our mind is, and the outcome of that our the actions of three doers is getting better, and you know we are becoming more compassionate, and like that you know. From that we can indicate that our practice is working a little bit. But to exactly know that thing, we need to reach a certain degrees of, you know, attainment or degrees of realization, then we can able to know. But at this situation for us, it is hard to pinpoint and
당가서 간 고송 이 미개원 주바체네 고송 게이줄 강크 뜨듯이 제나 다리 와제나 로제리 산하다
So what we hope is, you know, we use our three doors for a positive thing as much as we can, and we refrain from, you know, misdeed of the three doors as much as we can, and hoping for the best, we'll go through like that. That's the best.
Okay. Yeah.
One more.
If you know somebody who's gone to the hells, what's the best way to make sure that they get out, if possible?
Da kogila na miji ta nyawala ke yo nasa ta ko ta ko ta nyawa do thakjo res ta ko mi di wach mro ko ta nyawa ma do dosa yo mar slan ko nyawal ke yo nasa nyawal ke yo bai na ko nyawal thaye ge ni thapsi khare ta ya yo res ta ko la
a mi ji de bi re na ko le mi thekes ge ki khabu ro la da rani ji le da rani ji yāng rāñi kīn rīpū tā sā kūr mā tā
xīn. Mī shimbā kī kōla tāpshī tā yōng rā yā lā yā sā.
Tā tīn tū tā yā chī tā khabu rō lā tā. Pēnā ngā kā sī nī lā yī bā, pēnā ngā lā tsē wā chī chū tā sāng jī lā ngā lā tsē wā chī chī mē yā tā tīn tū tā xī mā duwā sā lā tā.
So, once you are, your karma is fully ripened, and once you are reborn in hell already, then it is really, there is almost no chance. Almost no chance to relief from hell. and you know, and from the other you know people's side also there is no chance to help him, and from himself also there is no opportunity, almost no opportunity to purify that karma, you know, once he is experiencing it. So like mentioned, Rinpoche mentioned before that, you know, for him, you know, the Buddha is the more compassionate to him than anybody else. But, you know, Buddha is so compassionate to him, but, you know, if he committed his karma, then he has to purify that. Buddha can't help nothing for his karma. So it is same like that. So that is why in the Lamrim that you know what is the duration of the lifespan of the hell being, and what kind of you know suffering. All this mentioned in detail indicates that you know try not to be reborn in that kind of place. If once you are reborn in this place, then nobody can help. Able to help to get out of there. So it is that indicates that Rinpoche thinks.
So, kanchi nga rongi dewa na zonde taibe sanche tangche ki dewa singe de ruye yungane nga rongi la pa nandu. Tanda pata te ma ryo na nga lhasha. Tangi yungane dhugu yinda. Dhu tu wachi yungane dina shubi nga manjiwa sija dhama shinja lawa shunda wadichi. Jiya mwa chana.
So we do the dedication. So you know, we now realize that you know we have all the method and capabilities and the opportunities to help ourselves and help all the sentient beings. That opportunity is there. We realize. So now on, I will do all my abilities to use this kind of chance to help ourselves and to all the sentient beings. So, you know, we seek the blessings of the Buddhas to have a successful, you know, in our practice. We dedicate like that.
dāng jīngyā jī jī lō yī bāt dōng, kō dōng yī rē sā nā rāng yī xēnā cā nā jī mā jī wā jī, nī jī chī mbī yū lā pēntū nā, ngō nā pēng rō lā dā, kō yū mā xā wā jī. Xēnā cā bō jī rē sā nā bēt yū mā xā wā jī, kō dōng yī tā jī sā jī tā lā mī nā rāng yī jī kō lē nā, tē lā jā sō jī wā jī, nī jī gōng bē dōng wā lā, xī wū pēntū yā sā rō lā.
So, once we heard that the suffering of the hell being, then you know we just mere kind of, you know, afraid and live there, not like that, but you know, we should think that they are in that kind of suffering nature, and if I also reborn in there, how I feel. So we conversion to them and and take the responsibility in our hand and try to make progress in our practice.
Yeah, what did I come to do? Feels almost.
dāgī yā